the 2006 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Awards. My name is David Jolly, and I'm the managing partner at the Salt Lake City office of Ernst & Young. It really is my pleasure this evening to kick off the activities and the festivities and welcome you out this evening. Now, tonight is a special night for Ernst & Young and our Entrepreneur of the Year program. Tonight, together with you, we're celebrating a real milestone in the program. 2006 marks the 20th anniversary of our recognizing and honoring America's entrepreneurs across the country. It's a tradition that we're extremely proud of because we're proud of the entrepreneurs who have made such a significant impact on our lives as well as our economy by challenging the status quo and taking risks that many of us are reluctant to take. These entrepreneurs have a vision and have turned that vision into a reality, with the result being a better place and a better way of life for each one of us. As the late President Ronald Reagan so aptly said, entrepreneurs share a faith in a bright future. They have a clear vision of where they're going and what they're doing, and they have a pressing need to succeed. If I didn't know better, I would be tempted to say that entrepreneur is another word for American. Ernst & Young has been honoring America's entrepreneurs for 20 years now, and we've learned something in the process. Today's leaders become tomorrow's legend. For 20 years, we've gathered at events like this and listened to entrepreneurs' stories, learned of their triumphs, felt inspired by their vision, and were impressed by their sacrifices. Their stories are unforgettable, and they bear repeating to ourselves, to our colleagues, to our families, and to our communities. In the process, what started out as a story of leaders has become the stories of legends. Ernst & Young is proud to include many leaders-turned-legends in the ranks of the Entrepreneur of the Year Award recipients. Now please indulge me for a few minutes as I tell you a few of these stories that bear repeating. And this is one of my favorite ones. It's a story about a 26-year-old president of, Leonard, you down there, how could we say it, a floundering airline. In 1975, armed with a CPA license and an MBA, this kid was put in charge of an airline that the founders first tried to sell for $25,000, and when they didn't have a taker, they tried to give the airline away. Again, there were no takers. And as a result, this young CPA became the youngest president of a scheduled service airline in the country. As the new president, he loaded bags, he pumped gas, he boarded passengers, he crunched numbers, and stretched cash.
Don't worry about that at all.
The growth was slow but steady. Later, they purchased another airline and came up with a slogan. The West isn't getting smaller, we're getting bigger. We really move our tails for you. By 1985, they were the number two carrier in Salt Lake City. And by 1987, they were named Regional Airline of the Year for the first time. Eventually, they became partners with Western Airlines, then Delta, and United, and Continental. Today, this airline operates 395 aircraft and is the United States' largest regional airline operating coast to coast. And I might add that the airline has over $3 billion in revenue, and the market cap is in excess of $1 billion, $1.5 billion, which is a far cry from not being able to give it away 30 years earlier. As you know, the airline is St. George's own SkyWest, and the legend is the no longer 26-year-old Jerry Atkin. He was Ernst & Young's 1995 Service Award winner for the Utah region. Another story. When I moved to Salt Lake City from Houston, Texas, I first heard about a new business in Provo. It was a juice bar making fresh fruit smoothies with exotic names. And immediately I thought, oh no, I've moved from a city of heavy industry to a land of frou-frou that's too heavily influenced by our friends from California to the west. However, what I didn't know was that at the time was the inspiring story of the founder who was living in a Provo basement apartment at the time. Armed with an island dream, a blender, and a stack of credit cards, this young entrepreneur, Dave Duffin, brought a lot of flavor to the Utah business landscape over the years and ultimately grew to become the smoothie giant Zuka Juice, operating over 100 stores in the western U.S. After receiving the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award in 2000 and merging with Jamba Juice, Dave Duffin has continued to fuel his entrepreneurial spirit with another creation right here in Utah, Rumby Island Grill. Lastly, one more story. Now, I know that there's many of you out there who are closet infomercial junkies. Odds are, if you go home from the program tonight and turn on your TV, you'll see another one of our Utah legends, Hal Wing, showing you just how many people you can safely stand on a little giant ladder. But what you may not know is that over 30 years ago, Hal Wing met a German inventor of a new kind of ladder, which he immediately recognized as an innovative product that could take the place of several ordinary ladders. Soon, Hal had set up Wing Enterprises to import the little giant ladders from Germany and began selling them at fairs and trade shows. With the help of his young family, Hal assembled and shipped little giant ladders from their garage at their home. As the demand outgrew the space in the garage, the fledgling family company went into debt and purchased a dilapidated office building and set about building a modest manufacturing facility. From that humble beginning, Wing Enterprises now holds worldwide patents and trademarks on many innovations in ladder design and manufacturing, and its world-class R&D department continues to develop new products that are revolutionizing the ladder industry, and I might add, is selling millions of ladders a month. But the real proof is in my wife, who doesn't buy any products from infomercials and doesn't buy ladders, but after seeing Hal, she was so excited about the little giant ladder that she actually asked me for one for Mother's Day. Well, last year at this banquet, we honored Hal Wing with an Entrepreneur of the Year award in the manufacturing category. And these stories go on, and they're truly impressive. Utah has entrepreneurs that have become household names, like John Huntsman Sr., Larry H. Miller, Stephen Covey, and Mrs. Fields. We have behind-the-scenes people like Utah Shakespeare Festival founder Fred Adams and the Health Center Theater's Ruth Hill. We have builders like H. Roger Boyer and the Boyer Company, manufacturers like David Ludlow at Bullfrog Spas, sellers like Patrick Byrne at Overstock.com, and serial entrepreneurs like Ken Woolley and Paul Allen. Ernst & Young is proud to have honored these individuals and many, many more, both locally and nationally, in its 20 years of recognizing entrepreneurs. And tonight, we add to the list. We're here to celebrate the achievements of this year's 33 finalists whose stories merit retelling tonight. And yes, we're going to announce a handful of award recipients, but of course, we really believe that each finalist tonight truly is a winner. Now, if I haven't belabored the legend theme enough, let me tap it one more time as I introduce our sponsors and judges. Each company and individual in these groups are certainly leaders and legends in their own right. First, our generous sponsors. Obviously, without their support, tonight's celebration would not be possible. Ernst & Young, thanks. Comcast. Deseret Morning News. Digital Bites Production and Design. Diversified Insurance Brokers. Jones Waldo, Holbrook & McDonough. Scherzer International. Summer Group Communications. And Utah Business Magazine. We also want to gratefully thank our national sponsor, who has a representative here tonight, the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation, as well as our corporate patrons, Merrill Lynch, Wilson Sonsini Goodrich & Rosati, Zions Bank Corp, and Intermountain Healthcare. Next, I'm pleased to introduce several local legends as our distinguished independent panel of judges. They are Paul Allen, CEO of Provo Labs, Jack Britton, Vice President of Technology Venture Development and Dean of the David Eccles School of the Business of the University of Utah, which last year I said BYU, so I got it right this year, Jack. Marcia Guilford, Vice President of Public Affairs at Smith's Food and Drug. Carla Miney, CEO of Occurrence Teleservices. David Simmons, Chairman of Simmons Media Group. Ned Stringham, former CEO of SBI Group. And finally, Greg Warnock, founder of Utah Partners and Managing Director of BeeSpring Capital. Finally, I want to extend a warm thank you to each one of you who have made the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Awards what they are today, and for making Utah in particular the wonderful place that it is to live and work and start a business. In May, Inc. magazine released its annual list of the hottest cities for entrepreneurs, a list to which Utah is no stranger. This year, St. George, Provo, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Logan were all listed among the nation's hottest cities for entrepreneurs. From north to south, this really is a great place to start a business.